So hi everyone, welcome to this talk entitled Geospatial Open Data for Everyone, from Global to Local. So I'm Nicolas from the MapTiler team, and I'm very glad today to present our work at Phosphor-G. I first want to thank the Bucharest team for such a great organization and program. So we all know that nowadays open geospatial data is everywhere. So we can easily find vector and raster data set all around. So this is the real new material GIS expert or Phosphor-G expert can build upon. But it often comes in different flavors, many different formats, sometimes in different amounts and volumes. So that makes it difficult to reuse in a simple way. So this is what we do. We harmonize and serve open geospatial data from global and local sources. So I will try to demonstrate that today. So I'll start with a short introduction, and we'll then dive into the MapTiler infrastructure and maps. I will especially talk about vector tiles, which are at the core of our platform. And the second part of the talk will focus on MapTiler satellite. So I will give details about this particular map and especially about the latest updates. So we are the MapTiler team. Most of the team members are in this picture. We are in fact 20 people behind MapTiler, 12 engineers and 8 marketing and salesperson. The company behind is called Clocan Technologies, headquartered in Switzerland, but with staff across Europe, Czech Republic, Switzerland, and France. So our core product is MapTiler that I will especially talk about today. For your information, we are also powering Open Map Tiles, which is an open source project allowing to create and serve a world vector map, let's say within 15 minutes. So it's a very easy way to get up and running. We are also maintaining allmapsonline.org, which is about georeferencing and sharing old cartography assets online. So you can get more information on these URLs, of course. So MapTiler is all about building your own maps. It is in fact a family of software created for designing, producing, hosting, and sharing maps for the web. So from MapTiler desktop to cloud, from server to cluster, or even mobile, all these tools work together and are able to produce and consume, display vector tiles and raster tiles. So today, as I said in the introduction, I will especially focus on MapTiler Cloud, which is at the core of the software family and our flagship product. It is based on a high availability cloud infrastructure for hosting and sharing maps. So all our maps are built from open data, open geospatial data. And the whole platform is powered on top of open source software, such as GDAL, Proj, and others. So that infrastructure is powerful and global. So the map tiles are lying in a powerful CDN, and we have more than 170 points of presence. So that guarantees that the maps are always fast, almost everywhere on the planet. And we are glad to say that today 50 million users' amounts rely on AppDialog Cloud, generating almost 5 billion request amounts. So, and all this scales and runs pretty smoothly. So, notably thanks to the hard work of our sysadmins and engineers. So, I guess you already understood the concept. We are on the mission to make open geospatial data easily reusable, sorry, by everyone. So we are bringing the best of OpenStreetMap, but also OpenImagery to MapTiler Cloud. So we prepare it, we gather it, we are adding value to it, and share it with everyone. So then you are very free to use these maps on your preferred web mapping client, such as OpenLayers, Leaflet, Mapbox, GLGS, probably others. All this data you can even self-host, so you can quite easily get the data on-premises or on your infrastructure, even requesting a custom extract or custom styles over things. So there is this to say that there is a lot of freedom in the world concept. So let us start with MapTiler Street, which is available on MapTiler Cloud by default. So this is a global street map based on the OpenStreetMap Planet that we are updating weekly. And that we are rendering using our very own open MapTiler cartographic schema. So this map is available in more than 60 languages now, thanks to the data attributes from OSM, all the languages. And this makes possible for the users to make very local maps using the local languages worldwide. So, of course, using MapTiler Cloud, you can very easily customize this MapTiler street map with a basic tool that we call Customize, and that lets known cartographer modify the map very simply. So you can change every color, fonts, symbols, languages, and other things. And this at every scale, so from global to regional to local. So, for example, here, we could easily change the land cover colors over Romania, but also change the default icons or give more details about, for example, the building where we are now. This is made to be quick and easy. The same base map based on OpenStreetMap is declined in several styles in MapTiler Cloud. So for example, here you can see the pastel style, which was designed to let the user overlay his own JS data, so it can easily shine on top of the very pale and pastel maps. So you can also use this style, for example, to start a new cartography project. Another example is the MapTiler topographic map. So still using the same data, but we are also proposing additional tiles and additional data, for example, to bring hill shades, contour lines, natural elements, and other stuff. So this is the same principle. You can modify everything and adapt it to your need. So there are several styles available by default on which you can build, and that really speed up the process. So you understood that we clearly provide the data so you can save time and resource to focus on your project and functionalities. For those with more advanced cartographic needs, there is also the advanced style editor available based on Maputnik, for those who already knows, where you can change everything in more details. In the goal of adding even more value to our maps at a local scale, we have started to bring also local data sets and national or regional data sets available as vector tile set on MapTiler Cloud. So we started with a ZoomStack vector tile provided by Ordnance Survey since a few months. They are already available. So that gives a new opportunity for the users in the UK to use the national and legal data and to build on this. We are also, the four default styles provided by Ordnance Survey are of course available, so you can quickly start. We are experimenting in the same idea with the French open data, progressively released by the National Geographic Institute, IGN. So this is a simple example using the French cadastre data that we are able to transform as a vector tile and make available on cloud. In the same principle, we are also investigating local projection. So we are now able to render vector tiles not only in WebMercator but also in WGS84, or in the case of France, where I come from, Lambert 93. The Swiss local projection too, so you can see a real example at that URL you can see on the screen. And by the way, I'm taking advantage of this projection to recall that the MapTiler team is also behind the EPSG EO project that you probably already know, so that makes a lot of sense for us to work also with local projections. Let us continue with MapTiler Satellite, which is also available on MapTiler Cloud. So this is a global satellite map based on Sentinel-2 images that are workover at 10 meter resolutions. So we provide a cloudless mosaic from 2018, enriched, and we are adding value to it using our own color toning, punch sharpening, and tiling algorithms, so it looks very beautiful and easy to use. So by the way, this work was rewarded last year by the Copernicus Masters. So we were the winner of the Airbus Multidata Challenge, and we are very glad to collaborate with them since then. So since a few weeks, we released the whole United States in higher resolution using auto imagery from USGS but also USDA. So this is basically 1 meter resolution, but also up to 8 centimeters in resolution in selected cities. So that gives a much better experience for the users, so they can zoom much more in the MapTiler satellite. So for example, you can see a screenshot from Washington DC at 8 centimeters. You can view online visiting maptiler.com, of course. We are now rolling out a major update also over Europe, bringing mid-resolution imagery from Airbus. So we are integrating spot maps at 1.5 and 2.5 meter resolution, country by country. It is now happening, and same thing, it will allow European users to zoom a lot more and use the map for every needs. So for example, you can see here Romania at 2.5 meter. We are also gradually adding high resolution imagery from around 20 centimeters resolution up to 7 centimeters in selected cities. So Finland, Denmark, Netherlands, Luxembourg are already available. Belgium, France are in the pipelines, and others. Country will come soon. This IRR imagery is seamlessly integrated, so you can't even notice sometimes that you are zooming from Sentinel to spot maps to IRR imagery. So thanks to color toning. So for example, Amsterdam at 25 centimeter, Copenhagen at 12.5 centimeter. So all the maps, whether it be from OpenStreetMap, OpenMap Tiles, or MapTiler satellites, are available in your Google Cloud account. So you can easily, again, use them to start your mapping projects and then publish them and use them publicly or privately. You can also, of course, add your own data to your MapTiler Cloud account. So you would typically create vector tiles or raster tiles using MapTiler Desktop and then upload to your cloud and then share it with your users. So once the map is published, you can reuse the map in different ways. Of course, vector tiles, compatible with OpenLayers Leaflet Mapbox. We are especially keen on the progress of OpenLayers with the improved support of vector tiles. But you are really free to use any of them. Of course, standard raster tile, XYZ. But also, you can reuse the same map as WMTS. So that brings the MapTiler maps to desktop clients such as QGIS, but even ArcGIS, that works pretty well. And we also propose a static maps API that lets you reuse the map for print work, high resolution print, but also for example, generating simple map thumbnails or things like that. We say it is for everyone because all this you can get for free, up to 100,000 requests a month for a non-commercial use. For those who have professional needs and for those looking for high SLAs or custom support, things like that, we of course have a paid plan. So these are example companies using our service. And by the way, we have a special offer for Force4G. So if you subscribe to one of our Flex or Unlimited plans using the Force4G coupon, the first month will be on us. So please head to cloudmaptiler.com and get more information if you like. I'm open to any of your questions, and I thank you very much for your listening. Thank you.
You showed really nice hill shading, like in the Swiss maps. How does that work? Exactly, like the hill shading, like is that generated or can you style it?
Yes, we pre-generate it from SRTM and over open DEMs. So it is provided as a standard typeset like the other ones. And yes, you can modify the default hillshades properties, but we also provide it as a layer that we call terrain RGB. So that gives you more capabilities to even change the terrain color and things like that. So
my own layers, the hill shading.
You could combine it with other layers and play with transparency or any other settings. But yes, it is provided to work with other layers, of course. Any other question? Yes?
Okay, I have two questions, actually. How long time did it take you to create the world Mosaic Cloudless? And how often do you will you update the data? Like, is it once a year you're thinking, or?
So it is difficult to say how much time it took to create it. It was step by step. Yeah. It is online since a year and a half, or almost 2 years now. We just updated with imagery from 2018. Before that, it was using imagery from 2016. So yes, there will be regular updates. But now we are really focusing on the higher resolutions because this is what people need to use Maptile satellite, for example, as a serious alternative to Google Maps or things like that. Yeah. They need to zoom, so we need to provide the aerial imagery first. But yeah, there will be some updates.
Thank you, Nicola. I was wondering about the infrastructure. Like, do you use some very well-known cloud provider for hosting all this? How does that work?
Yes, we are rely on a big European hosting provider, a French one, I think. Yes. And yes, we we regularly maintain it, improve it, invest into it to make it run and scale, because more users are coming every day. And once again, our sysadmins are taking good care of it, so there are very few problems. Then you can check status, MapTiler.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Any other questions? We still have time, do not hesitate. Even hard questions. Okay, so thank you again, and please do not hesitate to talk to us. So you can see our Maptiler t-shirts like this one in the conference. You can freely talk to our team. Thank you.